Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Now, Noel, are you there? Can you hear me?
I certainly am. Sorry, I pressed my mute by mistake. Excuse me.
Did you? Could happen to a bishop. Now, well, come here. You heard that item at the end of the news at 1 about the introduction of a credit-sized passport, credit card-sized passport. What do you think?
I think it's crazy. I think it's an answer to a problem that's created by the majority of Irish citizens refusing to carry official legal ID, as is typical of a member state of the European Union. Now, all our fellow citizens of the Union all carry IDs except the British and the Irish. Ireland has been under pressure by the European Commission to introduce some sort of a card system to make it easier for us to enter the mainland, enter Schengen, and to travel around, basically. There's been also a problem with the passport in that a number of individuals have been using it for the purposes of internal ID, which was never the intention of the passport. The passport is for travel only. I bought my passport, first one in 1962 as a child, and it was for travelling purposes, never to be used for any other purpose other than that. The same as a driving licence, you use it for driving, and only a guard officer can use it. But we have can look at it if you're driving a motor vehicle. But we've been using it for all sorts of purposes over the years. The young people, in particular, have been using it as ID to get to enter licensed premises and discos if they are to prove their actual age. But
and that also, is something that Charlie Flanagan says now.
If you're using these documents on that basis, on a daily basis, on a regular basis, they become worn out, torn, and so on and so forth. And the modern way of identifying yourself would be to have a card system, and this is what the government is bringing in. But what they have decided to do is to put a fast one on the Commission by saying, we have IDs now for all our citizens. But they haven't told the idea, or are they going to tell the Commission that they've forced all their citizens to buy a passport before they can actually get an ID card? I mean, that is madness.
So your objection, is it, Noel, is it to having to spend money, €35, on getting this card when we should all be being issued national ID cards as a matter of course?
But no, but the madness of having to buy... You have to buy a passport before you can get the ID card in the first place. So if you want to have a passport and the ID card, you have to spend a total of €145 or €135. You've got to pay for both your passport and your ID card. This is where the problem is.
And you don't have a problem at all with the fact that this is going to end up being, as you say, an internal passport, a national ID by the back door?
No, I don't think many... Well, obviously the state has decided this is the way they're going to proceed. The government has decided to proceed in this manner. This has been in the pipeline for many, many years to bring in some sort of a system which would make us equal and have equality with our fellow Europeans. But we're not... Having an ID card, whether it's issued by the passport office on the basis of having a passport, surely that's no different to having an ID card issued directly by the state, by social welfare, by the internal, by the Garda service within the state. I mean, it's madness having to go externally via the passport to get a card for internal use. Now, the Department of Foreign Affairs will tell us that the main reason they're bringing it in is to use it for the purpose of travelling within the European Union. You can't use that card to travel to the States or to any other or to any foreign country.
Well, no, because the Minister for Foreign Affairs also did say today that it was partly as a result of being a parent himself and seeing kids using their book passports to get into nightclubs and the like, that he thought that something like this was necessary. So it is going to be... an internal passport, a form of national ID.
I've said that, but an internal ID for the benefit of citizens, no matter what age they are, we already have anyway our PPS numbers, which identifies us as members of citizens of the state. I shouldn't necessarily be qualified because everybody has the right, whether they're Irish or otherwise, to have a PPS number. But that's one way of identifying us internally. But also, the whole thing is to actually have to buy a passport for an external purpose to get an internal card, to get a card that can be used internally. That's where the whole that's where the whole madness of it all is concerned. And Brussels, certainly, if they don't know about this, they're going to be very surprised if this carry on as well.
Do you have any problem, or do you share any of the concerns of those people who expressed opposition to the whole idea of a national identity card? The kind of people who were saying, well, look, it sounds like a great idea at the outset, but what ends up happening is 5, 10, 15 years down the line, you can have police, as you do in other countries, treating people as persons of interest or suspiciously because they're not carrying this card. There's no requirement to carry it, but because they're not carrying it, well, then they end up being subject to search and to potentially arrest just because they don't have this card on them.
But they're carrying a passport. Either a passport or the ID card is sufficient to actually prove your identity. But the big thing is, really, if we had an ID card which we could get independent of the passport, we could travel on that. I would say that the ID card could cost about €20 and to allow us to travel to all countries within the European Union, just as our fellow European Union citizens can come to Ireland or to travel with anywhere within the Union with their ID card. Now, as we know, within Schengen, of course, they don't have to produce any documentation at all because they have freedom of movement. We don't have freedom of movement, and the only thing that's left for us is to have an ID card that could be bought independently of the passport at a much cheaper rate without 25 or 40 pages. Not everyone is travelling to the European, to America or Australia every year. Most people travel to Spain. An ID card would be a very simple matter. So long as it's got independently of the passport, it could be provided by the same authority, but it could be provided much more cheaply as a card, same size as a Visa card.
But is this exactly not an ideal solution to things as they stand now, Noel? Because why should the taxpayer have to take on the cost of issuing or paying for these cards? Why should it not just be the person who wants it, who's going to benefit from being able to carry it rather than the book passport, pay the £35 for it?
This is what is going to happen. I mean, the people who want to have the extra card, for whatever reason, they will be going to get the card. But it can't be passed off as an ID card on the same equivalence as an ID card carried by a fellow European Union citizen. It cannot be regarded as being the same.
Okay,
so and yet Ireland expects Europe to accept it as being the exact same thing as their ID card carried by a citizen of another country of the European Union.
Stay on the line there. Ron, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, I'm fine, thank you.
What do you use to travel around on, Ron?
In Europe, I have an ID card. I'm a Belgian, actually, so I have a Belgian ID card. You know, just a credit card size, what you're talking about there.
And when you get a national ID card in Belgium, from what age is that?
I think it's from 14 years onwards. You have to have, it's compulsory. You have to have it.
And you have to have it on your person at all times?
At all times, yeah. You can be stopped by police and asked for it. Though I've never, ever in my life, I'm in my 60s, and I've never in my life been stopped by police on the road saying, you know, can I see your ID?
Yeah, well, maybe you're not the kind of person who's of interest to the police in your country.
It's possible, yeah.
And do you have any concerns about living in a society now that you've lived here for some time as well, where you're not subject to those kind of demands of police? Do you have any concerns that Ireland might go that way?
Well, I don't think so. I don't know really, but it's a democratic society. You know, okay, there's not everything is perfect, but. I doubt very much that people will be subjected to searching specifically for that, you know.
Apart from the convenience of being able to carry this thing in your wallet, is there any other advantage to the identity card scheme that you think that Ireland should learn to embrace?
Well, you know, all information is on it. If I'm in an accident and I'm unconscious and I'm taken to the hospital, in the hospital, all they have to do is take my ID card, stick it into their computer, into a card reader, and all the information is on it.
An added worry if your wallet ends up getting stolen. Somebody could take over your identity completely.
No, there's a safety and safeguards built into that. You know, when I go and use it, let's say if I go and open a bank account in Belgium, I have to use the card. I have a PIN number. So, you know, there's safeties built into it, and not just everybody can just open it. You know, if I would land in hospital, like I'm what I said, the only thing the hospital would be able to do would be to read my name is on the card anyhow, but you know, would just my medical history.
But would you not have any reservations about the people who sell you your mortgage and sell you your life assurance being able to have access to the same information on the card that is put there by the people who provide you with your health services and the people who take tax off you and know how much you earned last year and possibly know what you spent your money on? Are you no reservations about people being able to share all of that information?
No, I don't think they can, actually. You know, there's restricted access to it. You know, if I go somewhere and, you know, like I said, to the bank or whatever, you know, I have to put in my PIN number and then they can access whatever they want from it. They cannot access other information. I haven't got a criminal record, but if I would have one, they wouldn't be able to access that.
Noel, are you envious of Ron with this card?
I am, yeah, but the question you're asking him is of the danger of it. But I mean, people are carrying ID around here as though it was the pièce du jour. I mean, people are always carrying ID in Ireland. That's what fascinates me. They produce ID at the drop of a hat. I mean, it's very strange and weird attitude. I never have ID. I never had ID when I was growing up as a child.
Why are we talking about driving license?
We're constantly shouting about ID all the time within Ireland. If you want to go into a bank, you have to have ID and so on. But the ID is dubious. And a national identity card, or this famous card that the government's going to issue as an extra to the passport, will have no more information than a national ID card would have had if we had accepted that we would have an ID card.
But isn't the question, Ron, about what kind of society we see ourselves as and want to be? Do we want to be a show me your papers, please, kind of society? Or
that's
do we
not
want,
going
or,
to happen.
Or do, or, well, how do you know it's not going to happen?
No, I don't think it's going to happen.
Or the alternative is a society where you are free to travel wherever you want without hindrance and without being required to identify yourself.
I travelled last year from Belgium to Spain, and I wasn't asked for ID because I was within the Schengen. You know, I flew from Brussels to Alicante, and I was never asked for any ID at all because I stayed within the Schengen countries.
But gentlemen, I have to suggest to both of you, you're middle class, I think, you're educated, you're probably, relatively speaking, quite well off. You're not the kind of person who ends up being subject to potentially arbitrary search, seizure and arrest.
Okay, yeah, I accept that,
No?
And if you have, that applies, yes. But I mean, having an ID card does not mean that we're all going to be searched or stopped by the Garda or any other authority. I can't see that as being the big point. I mean, people who are going to spend the extra 35 to buy this new card as an add-on are just going to use it purely and simply for the purposes of ID, which is what an ID card issued directly by the state would have done in the first place.
And fast forward 10 or 12 years from now, Nolan, it has become kind of common currency for every young teenager to carry this card. What about the ones who can't afford it? What about the ones who then end up getting stopped by Gardaí and regarded suspiciously for not having it when the vast majority of all other teenagers do have it?
Go back to the station and ask them to explain why they brought in this weird card system where you've got to spend a minimum of €140 to get it in the first place. If you haven't got that money, you're not going to have it. Anyway, the same people may travel to Spain on holidays and they would be carrying a passport anyway.
Just coming in on that here. In Belgium, you have your ID card. I have a passport to book, as you call it, as well, because I travel to around the world. So I have that book as well. But the ID card is independent. You don't have to have the book to have the ID card. And by the way, the ID card costs €20 in Belgium, not 35 as they say here.
Well, maybe you've got greater economies of scale because you've been doing it for longer.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah, I grew up with it, so I'm just used to it. It's a it's a fact of life for me.
Ron, Noel, thank you both very much. 51551, the text number. Please get in touch.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Bye-bye. Sean, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, Philip. I'm well, thank you.
Your view then on these credit card-sized passports and whether it's a national ID card by the back door, good idea or not?
Providing it's handled properly from our government, it could be a great idea. But as usual, the PR that goes with it is not right.
How so?
If we have a passport and we lose it for whatever reason, it costs a fortune to get it replaced. Not just that, there's a security issue. We have probably one of the most safest passports now produced, the new style passport, with all the latest security features. It's absolutely wonderful to have it in your hand compared to what we had before. But if we lose that, you know, for whatever reason, or it's stolen from the pocket or whatever, you know, there's a massive cost involved. But if Ireland follows what a lot of EU and EEA countries do and have an ID card, then that's great for travel within the European Union, but it can also act as an ID card at home. You know, collecting a parcel from the post office, ID in the bank, in a nightclub, there's nothing wrong with it, providing we're upfront about what it's for.
And that's a debate that we haven't had as of yet, and we're now going about bringing it in on the sly, really.
It is. I mean, you know, the civil liberties, I mean, if this was Britain, Jesus, there'd be an absolute fight on with the civil liberties. But, you know, it's a common sense approach because, well, in my case, if I had that ID card, the passport ID, as they're going to call it, it would mean I could travel while my passport is in an embassy awaiting a visa.
Yes.
And that would save a lot of problems and me having to work out travel costs and you know, rearranging flight tickets for whatever reason. In that case, it's a great idea. But, you know, like, for somebody who is an older person, hasn't got the ambition or the need wanting to go to Australia or America or somewhere, but would be happy to go across to a pilgrimage in Lourdes or in Spain or just to go to visit family in Britain, this ID card will be cheaper and easier to have than a passport.
Do you have any worries, though, about this, because we're not being upfront about the national ID card debate, that in time it will become expected, particularly of young people, to carry this card, and if they don't have it, it won't be required, but it will be expected, and if they don't have it, they could end up in trouble?
Well, the great thing is we have a constitution, and that's the protection, because you can't bring in this idea of having this word expectation. It's the same to say as what is reasonable. The fact is, you either have to carry ID or you don't. And in some countries you do, and in some you don't. And that's what the referendum would be needed, or some government decision to say, do we carry it, yes or no?
But not as things stand at the moment, because this card is going to be introduced, is going to be available to the public for €35 from July. That is all, unfortunately, we have time for. Sean, thank you very much. Thank you very much, everybody else who called. Patter Carney was on sound. Siobhan Hawk produced. Joe's back tomorrow. Thanks very much for listening.
1850 715 815 stays open until 3:15 p.m. or email joe@rte.ie.